Welcome to the History of Your Money with Craig R. Smith. It's time to learn from history to prepare for the future. Here's Craig.
The history of your money today focuses on all gold is not created equal. That's right. When we talk about gold, you can think about gold watches or gold coins or gold jewelry or gold bullion. And yet all gold is not created equal. That is, when it comes to its performance as an investment. Are you aware that in the case of $20 gold pieces and early American gold coinage, that during the run-up in gold of 1979 and 1980, gold bullion went up 721%, yet gold numismatic coins went up 1,222%. But more importantly, when gold started to drop from its highs of 850 back to 280, numismatic coins slowly dropped and gave investors the ability to liquidate without getting caught up in the frenzy. Yes, see, my friend, if you study numismatic coins and gold, you're going to see something very fascinating. That as gold moves up, numismatic gold coins literally explode in price. And given the fact that even its most ardent critics right now are saying gold is the buy of a generation, isn't it time to look into numismatic gold coins? Let's learn from history to better prepare our families and our finances for the future.
Thanks, Craig. If you're interested in learning more about America's fascinating history of money, call toll-free 1-800-289-2646. You can receive a free information kit from Swiss America explaining why tangible assets like gold are the buy of a generation. That's 1-800-289-2646, and get your free educational kit online at swissamerica.com. And be sure to tune in tomorrow for another edition of The History of Your Money with Craig R. Smith.